The American violinist Mark O'Connor has been a soloist with symphony orchestras and a sideman for country stars. This week, he released his 36th album. But it's safe to say that O'Connor's latest project is by far his most ambitious. He wants to change the way young people learn how to play the violin. NPR's David Gora reports.
On a Tuesday night, at a church in Washington, a dozen children, students of teacher Dori Hunnevin, make their way through the first movement of a classical music standard, Antonio Vivaldi's Concerto for Violin in A minor. An arrangement of the piece is in the Suzuki Violin Method, Book 4 for the initiated, and many people have been. Millions of musicians, including this group, have used the Suzuki Method. Suzuki believed that music should be taught like spoken language, by ear, and he liked the old guard of European classical composers. Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, Schubert, Mozart, and Handel. For the most part, the Suzuki repertoire is canonical, so it was surprising to hear what Hunnevin's students played next. They transitioned from Baroque to Bluegrass to O Susanna, a traditional American fiddle tune. It's in a new instructional method by Grammy Award winner Mark O'Connor, with more two-steps than minuets. He wanted to base it on music from the Americas, Cajun and country, ragtime and rock and roll.
Rather than concentrate on all these divisions, it would be great just to broaden the tent and start to include a lot of these disciplines.
O'Connor was a fiddling prodigy. When he was 12, he signed his first recording contract. As a teenager, he won national competitions. He was a first-class fiddler. But O'Connor's musical interests grew wider. He headlined classical concerts, he performed alongside jazz greats, and he tried his hand at composing. Over the years, O'Connor became hard to categorize. He blazed a trail across genres, as few string musicians have, and along the way, O'Connor says, he realized something.
That doesn't have to be such a unique path. That path could be duplicated, and in fact, it could be, in some ways, kind of copied and emulated in the process of really developing a full tilt exploration of American string playing.
O'Connor wants to create what he calls super string players for the 21st century, musicians who can improvise and experiment, who want to use the violin to play all kinds of music. He wants to bring fiddling in from the margins, into the center of the classical music world. O'Connor developed his method at annual summer music camps for string musicians, where classically trained violinists take classes with fiddlers, and teachers come from all over the world. Dori Hunnevin remembers how exciting the camp was.
There are these teenagers who were just in love with the instrument, and they were playing blues and Cajun and world music, and I thought, that's amazing.
In the 70s, she sat at the feet of Shinichi Suzuki. She was the third Western student to graduate from his school in Japan. Now, Hunnevin is an O'Connor acolyte, one of the first teachers to use his new method. The books are richly illustrated with information about the history of every piece, and every melody is catchy.
It grabs them. It ropes them in. It's Pied Piper music. They just love it. They can't stop playing it.
Every time I listen to music, I can think of the notes. I can hear it better.
Nicole Maddy is one of Hunnevin's students.
When I play a fast song in classical, I find that it's a bit more like fiddle than I would have expected.
Still, Hunnevin acknowledges that some people don't get what O'Connor's trying to do, to blur the lines between jazz and bluegrass and world music, to rebrand America's various musical traditions as American classical music.
I still have parents that say, oh, are we going to play the fiddle music? But it's not. It's violin music. It's really important that they understand that this is our music.
Mark O'Connor is adamant that his method doesn't handicap students from playing traditional classical repertoire.
Say they want to play the Tchaikovsky violin concerto. There's nothing in this method that will prevent them from doing that.
He says that in his books, there's more theory, more of an emphasis on sight reading than there is in the Suzuki method. And how does O'Connor know it will work? He's living proof, he says. After all, it's the way he learned how to play. David Gura, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.